USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A former Clinton administration official, now a federal judge, has ruled the Trump administration must fully reinstate the DACA program that protects young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The ruling by Judge Nicholas Garofi is effective Monday. As California gets ready to lock down again for COVID-19 reasons, many have lost respect of the governmental orders as many California politicians do not follow their own directives. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti shut down outdoor dining for this woman's business, yet allowed a movie company to build an outdoor dining area less than 50 feet from her shuttered outdoor dining.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
This unidentified woman owns Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill in Sherman Oaks, California. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Tessa Dunn. I'm a seller engagement manager at eBay. This Saturday is Small Business Saturday, and we are really excited to announce the launch of our up-and-running grants. These grants are essential to help small businesses and to recognize the small businesses that have powered America and to help secure their future online. We really do believe that it is the responsibility of big business to give back and help small businesses that may be struggling. So eBay is committing $500,000 in funding as well as education and other resources to help them sustain and grow their businesses through 2021 and beyond. We will be selecting 50 eBay small business sellers to receive a $10,000 grant package, which comprises of cash, eBay credits, and other education and resources and training. If you are an eBay small business seller, head to ebay.helloalice.com to apply for an up-and-running grant.
A U.S. government report said on Saturday, directed radio frequency, or microwaves, is the most plausible explanation for mysterious symptoms experienced by diplomats stationed in U.S. embassies in Havana, Cuba, and China. Diplomats in some postings have been plagued with nausea, headaches, dizziness, and other unexplained symptoms. This Havana syndrome has been the subject of intense speculation. Let's get a stimulus package update with USA Radio News, Tim Berg.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says the relief bill should address the pandemic, but instead he says Democrats are focusing on cats and cannabis.
They're going to outlaw big tigers, and then they're going to legalize cannabis. They're picking weed over the workers. They're picking marijuana over helping the much-needed money we need to go forward.
McCarthy speaking during his weekly press conference on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
There was a lot of scoring in college football Saturday. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at the top 25 teams.
On the college gridiron Saturday, number one Alabama ran over LSU 55-17. Number two Notre Dame beat Syracuse 45-21. Number three Clemson beat Virginia Tech 45-10 to set up a rematch with Notre Dame for the ACC championship. A shorthanded number four Ohio State pounded Michigan State 52-12. Number five Texas A&M topped Auburn 31-20. Number nine Iowa State trounced West Virginia 42-6. Number 10 Miami blanked Duke 48-0. Number 11 Oklahoma topped Baylor 27-14. Number 12 Indiana held off number 16 Wisconsin 14-6. Number 18 Coastal Carolina pulled off the upset over number 13 BYU 22-17. Rice turned 5 interceptions into a 20-0 upset of number 21 Marshall. Stanford toppled number 22 Washington 31-26. California upset number 23 Oregon 21-17, and number 24 Tulsa hung on to beat Navy 19-6. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 games on tap for the National Football League Sunday. In the early games, the 8-3 Cleveland Browns travel to Nashville, Tennessee to take on the 8-3 Titans. 1 p.m. Eastern on CBS. In the midday games out west, the 7-4 Los Angeles Rams battle the Cardinals in the Arizona desert. 4.05 p.m. Eastern on Fox. There will be 2 Monday night football games this week and a COVID-19 makeup game on Tuesday night. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.